It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. There was dancing in the street today as Martin Villani, creator of the much-loved sci-fi series The Tongue, announced the comic's possible return. Said Mr. Villani,
I did briefly consider reviving The Tongue as I originally conceived it. Drew character art and...
What? He's British. I'm doing a British voice. Oh, come on. Oh, all right. Mr. Villani was quoted as saying, I did briefly consider reviving The Tongue as I originally conceived it. Drew character art and everything. But then I got distracted by learning to drive and all. I was going to just do away with plot and just make it just crazy and fun. I still think it would have been funnier if I did the English voice. Oh, fine, be that way then. In related news, three other comic series are expected to make a comeback this month, including Quest of the Urn, Rock in a Hard Place, and Amanda. Amanda, whose last story dealt with food in the Pandora Comics cafeteria, will be picking up exactly where it left off. The food, however, will not. It's been a long time, after all. Yes, moving along. Rock in a Hard Place, upon its return, is rumored to be introducing a new character. When asked for a comment, casting director Grandpa Granite said,
I don't know who it's going to be, and even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. That's why it's called a mystery character.
As for Quest of the Urn, creator and co-artist Sandra Woofy Pearson has promised that very little will change about the comics, except that scatological jokes will be much fewer and farther between. There was a festive mood in the air on Otter Island today as the Lake Village conducted its first annual bake sale. Among the goodies offered were shrimp tort, cod pudding, and salmon cupcakes. It was not decided what should be done with the proceeds, as there were no proceeds, since Otter Island is a cashless society. There was a great deal of confusion this Sunday, as Father O'Flanahan, an itinerant preacher visiting from the town of Puzzleburg, instructed the people to whom he was preaching to, and I quote,
Praise the Lord!
Not quite understanding him through his thick accent, the characters of Edge of Reason took up buckets of lard and went around town praising them. Also in Edge of Reason, a large number of traffic accidents were reported. These accidents are attributed to one visiting British swan, who, knowing that Americans drive on the opposite side, attempted to operate his car from the passenger's seat. In Tommy and PJ, Prokinese authorities are proud to announce the capture of the villainous centrioid Orion. Orion was found blithering like an idiot, having been subjected to all the data on the galactic internet. Credit for this capture goes to PJ, the robotic rat, who had been temporarily transformed into a robotic ferret. When asked about this, PJ replied,
Why, thank you, Grandma. I'd love to shoot the monkey. Click on your state to receive a free nasal enlargement.
PJ is currently undergoing treatment with several antivirus programs, Adware 6.0 and SpyBot Search and Destroy. In the Phases Websonic Sit down stand-up show today. The much less than beloved character, Jack McUnemployable, was the victim of a failed mugging. The attempted assailant, a ninja known as Mustard, reportedly tried to beat Jack over the head with a lead pipe several times and missed. As the unfortunate son of a deposed hobo, Jack McUnemployable is currently engaged in a quest to reclaim his father's title and become poor and destitute. Jack says that he was hoping this mugging would set him closer to his goal and is disappointed that it failed. In the world of Kevin and Kel by Bill Holbrook, meat prices continue to soar. Supermarkets blame the meat companies. Meat companies blame supermarkets. Herd Thinners Incorporated President R.L. blames the rising intelligence of prey animals. The governor's response to the situation has been to cancel school for 2 days. Prey animals are responding to this situation by encouraging the development of alternative meat sources such as tofu. Soaring temperatures have brought the webcomic Roomies to a screeching halt this week. In a release to the press, writer and star of Roomies, Flinthoof Pony Pal, is quoted as saying, "Today's trip has been postponed because the artist has melted in the recent heat wave to hit the Pacific Northwest, a land more often known for its rainy climate and gray skies, as opposed to that great burning ball of gas in the sky they had to look up in a book to find out was actually called the sun. It was a case of two characters from the nice being nice. In Mark Stanley's Freefall today, Sam and Helix rescued a robot who was being disassembled as part of an overly aggressive recycling program taking place in a dark alley. Once the robot realized that he had been rescued by Sam and Helix, he once again began screaming for someone to rescue him from his rescuers. There is still no word yet from HomestarRunner.com. Fans of the popular animated cartoons are speculating on why Homestar Runner, Strong Bad, and the rest of the characters from Free Country USA have not been seen since January, February, March, April, May. May's the fifth one. May. Since May 26th. Rumors that the lack of updates on HomestarRunner.com may be due to Homestar Runner going down to Mexico to have elective surgery and have a pair of arms grafted to his shoulders are unconfirmed. What? Well, yeah. Yeah, I know it's technically not a web comic, but people like it. I want to know what's going on. Randy the Fox of the comic strip Faux Pas is said to be in good condition today, despite rumors that he may be suffering from post-traumatic kiss disorder. What? Randy's alleged condition was diagnosed by Myrtle the Chicken, who claimed that she saw it on Oprah. Randy had reported hearing voices saying things such as, "Thor is most displeased," and "Thor demands atonement." It was later discovered that these voices in Randy's head were actually coming from a gerbil in the air duct. At this time, no legal action against the gerbil is planned.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.